Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
If it's from the sublime to the ridiculous, or the ridiculous to the sublime, we start with the Edgar Broughton Band and Out, Demons Out on Harvest Records, one of only 38 singles released this week because it was Easter time. It'll be happy Easter soon. Somehow we've got a two-way family favourites going here.
Yeah.
Hello, Les. Nothing.
Incidentally, that was only Edgar Broughton one was in the chart for 5 weeks.
Was it?
Yeah, it went to 38.
I was going to say, it didn't get very high, did it?
No, 38. It was only one of two singles they ever released.
And I think we've already played the other one last year, probably, when the Harvest record label started up. When I say last year, I mean 1969. We have fallen down the time tunnel again. It's the 3rd of April, 1970. And issue number 323 of the new singles list. And second, we played Christie and Yellow River.
Yeah, Jeff Christie was the leader of the band. That single was actually offered to the Tremolos, who recorded it, but it was never released.
You see, listener, a mine of information. We're observing the quarantine rules. We are separated from many, many miles. Les, you're looking after a dog or dogs, is it, this week?
No, sorry?
You're looking after a dog or dogs.
No, several dogs.
Several dogs. Yeah. Fortunately, I can see, Les. I know on the radio this isn't going to help you at all. It's a bit like commentating on the Eurovision Song Contest and pointing out that someone's wearing a blue dress and silver boots, which is no... So, yes, we're going to give this a go this week and see how this goes over the wonders of technology. It's a good job you put that microwave link up on the top of your house, wasn't it, Les? Let us carry on in the same vein as the Christie tune. This is one that, although it's very commercial, it didn't get into the charts. It's the Archies and Who's Your Baby?
Hey, what's your favourite thing in the whole world? Fantastic.
Now you tell me, how much do you love me?
Oh, about this much?
Heavy.
Who's your baby? Who's the one you love? On your mind, if you had enough, hey, would you give me some? And would I thank you to your dear father?
Somebody to come and hold you tight. Oh,
who's your baby? Who's the one you love?
You're the only one for me.
Oh, who's your baby?
Who's your baby?
Who's your baby?
Who's you dreaming of?
You're the only one my eyes can see. Who's your baby in the morning?
Who's your baby at night?
Listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Yeah.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, and Travelling Band was on the A side. The other side, Who'll Stop the Rain? I thought that was released as a single on its own at one time, but here it is this week on the B side only, Liberty Records. Les, pick up the microphone.
Yeah, I am doing. Hello. We're like everybody else, but us two are having to self-isolate. So we're doing this from a location, 40 miles apart.
A secret from your secret lair. It's not your second home, though, is it, Les? You're not going to get stopped by the police.
It's my second home.
No, because I think the dogs you're looking after, the person whose they are, he is trapped in the Czech Republic?
At the moment, yeah.
Yeah, so you are doing a great service. Otherwise, those dogs would have no one to care for them.
Yeah, I know. But the dogs are keeping me happy. They're a handful, but they keep me going.
We also heard The Arches and Who's Your Baby on RCA, because I don't remember that single at all.
No, it's the that was actually their final single release.
Ah, okay.
It's number 40 on the Billboard.
Yeah.
Incidentally, Jeff Barry, who wrote it, also wrote, obviously, their big hit, Sugar Sugar.
Yeah.
But he co-wrote that one with none other than that Canadian rocker, Andy Kim, who actually went on to... What was that? Because he had a big hit, didn't he? With Be My... Was it?
I've certainly played Andy Kim in this programme in the past, yeah. But I couldn't tell you what it might have been that I played. Let's listen...
Baby was his big single.
Right. Let's listen to the B-side of the Creedence Clearwater Revival single, Who'll Stop the Rain? Who'll Stop the Rain?
Couldn't live through the ages. folks just don't know what it is they need. But they do respond to love, thank God. Brother love is a blessing. A child can be much more than just a mouth to feed. And all we need is a little more time to get it together. There's a whole lot of people been dying to get it together.
Held up the magic piece of paper that says talk in 30 seconds. I'm not sure if Les saw it. Not too many years ago, it would have taken the BBC an outside broadcast truck and huge satellite dishes 5 metres across to do what we're attempting to do now. That was the Country Coalition on Stateside Dunhill Records and Time to Get It Together. I mean, it's a very apt title for the circumstances, Les.
Oh, no.
And we also heard Creedence Clearwater Revival and Who'll Stop the Rain. So we couldn't find anything about the Country Coalition. But we'll know this next tune. It's called Hitchin' a Ride, which was originally by Vanity Fair, I think it was. Yeah. This is Errol English on Torpedo Records.
My thumb goes up, a car goes by. I want somebody to stop and never die. Hitchin' a ride, hitchin' a ride, gonna get me home by my baby's side. It's nearly 1 a.m., I'm still at the same. I'm nearly drowning in the pouring rain. Hitchin' a ride, hitchin' a ride, gonna get me home by my baby's side. Ride, 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 hitchin' a ride. Ride, 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 hitchin' a ride, 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 hitchin' a ride. Ride, 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 hitchin' a ride. It's nearly 1 a.m., I'm still the same. I'm nearly drowning in the pouring rain. Hitchin' a ride, hitchin' a ride. Gonna get me home by my baby's side. My thumb goes up, a car goes by. I want somebody to stop and never die. Hitchin' a ride,
yes, I'm
hitchin' a ride. Gonna get me home by my baby's side. Hitchin' a ride,
hitchin'
a ride. Gonna get me home.
You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Whoa! Waste my time if you ain't calling back, begging me. I'm the one.
Decca record label. That's a band called Maple Oak, which would indicate that they're a cross between UK and Canada. I don't know
if that's where they got the name from.
Yes, I don't know if the publicity department is in full swing at the moment.
Yeah, they were named because obviously Maple, because it's Canadian.
Yeah.
The two Canadian members.
Yeah.
The other two British members, they called themselves the Oak. So
they have a steady Oak. Yeah.
Actually, the guy that's in that was called Peter Quaife.
Oh, I've kept the Kinks.
In the Kinks.
Yes. Yeah. We also heard Errol English Hitching a Ride on Torpedo Records. And in the middle, it was the White Plains. And I've got you on my mind. I've not just got you on my mind, Liz. I can see you on the screen here as well. And we've worked out. And we're sending texts to each other as well.
That Torpedo Records was an offshoot by Eddie Grant.
Yes.
A short-lived record company.
I have noticed the labels do say Grant Music on them. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. What have we got now, Les?
let me see.
Oh, we're going to play the other side of the Maple Oak single. This is called Hurt Me So Much.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
Beautiful bareback bicycle rider. Four, three.
was an unreleased EMI acetate called Beautiful Bareback Rider from a band that used to call themselves Kate. They certainly called themselves that when they recorded that demo. The finished version we're going to play next, they changed their name to Hratch. H-R-A-T-C-H.
Yeah, it's an Armenian name.
Right.
Hratch, there was a guy, Hratch, oh, I can't pronounce his surname.
So let us play the actual released version on Decca Records by Hratch and Beautiful Bareback Rider.
B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
It seems as though I've lived my life on a bedside on the moon to stir your dregs and sickness still without the rust next bone.
the unmistakable sounds of Elton John. Not the dark side, the bad side of the moon on DJM Records. One of 38 singles released this week, the 3rd of April 1970. We've just been celebrating Easter in that year. I'm not sure whether we're going to be celebrating Easter a great deal in this particular year, though, Les.
Never actually charted in the UK, but it didn't. It never got anywhere in the UK. It was released in Canada.
Yeah,
it's got a bit of success, but that was its first ever chart single.
Yeah, and in the UK, that was the B side of the single. The A side was Border Song, which I still don't think became a hit for Elton John. It was still a few years before he was. He was recognised by people like ourselves who made out that we shunned chart music and knew nothing about the Pipkins.
As we were saying, though, at least it's better than the Pipkins.
So let's listen to the A side of that single, Elton John and Border Song.
Been here too, distant cousin from down the line, brand of people who ain't my kind. Oh, then Moses, I've been removed. Oh, then Moses.
Listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
I am a man from Mars. Beware. Thank you.
my heaven. And a white man hell is a black man heaven.
Jason Cord on Chapter One Records, and I Can't Take No More. Do we know anything about Jason Cord?
No, missing nothing, very little about him at all. Can't find much.
And prior to that, it was the Hot Rod All-Stars on Torpedo Records once again.
Moonhop was actually written in 1969 to commemorate the moon landing.
Yeah.
July.
Yeah.
It was actually recorded in the UK by the Regolites.
Yes.
Also the Syrup...
Simmerip.
Or something.
Simmerip.
Simmerip.
Yeah.
It's a ska, which were a ska band.
Yes.
The Skinhead fraternity at the time.
Yeah, we'll be playing that. That was the B side. We'll play the A side in the next hour. And I think it begins with a sneeze. So we better be very careful the way things are going. We began this hour with the Edgar Broughton Band and Out Demons Out. And if you missed it, you can go and check out the podcast at towardtheunknownregion.com. We have landed on the 3rd of April 1970, 38 singles released. This is the B-side of the Edgar Broughton Band single on Harvest Records, and it was called Mama's Reward, Les. Do you remember that?
No, of course I don't.
Sitting out on the planet, out of war, went wrong. Keep on coming, keep them children coming, keep on rolling, keep on wheeling. Don't ask them how it's been.
Listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.